Good morning, I'm Doug Tribou. More than 1,800 rape kits had gone untested when the state attorney general's office announced the results of a survey last year. That survey included all of the counties in Michigan except Wayne County. Last month, Kalamazoo County tested nearly 200 kits. Some of them are 30 years old. Joining me now to discuss the testing and what's next is Kalamazoo County Chief Assistant Prosecutor Scott Brower. Welcome to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.
Good morning.
Untested rape kits are a problem statewide, also in other parts of the country. Why did these kits go untested after they were collected?
There's actually a variety of reasons. It's possible that there was an allegation of consensual sex between the parties, so the fact that there might be DNA evidence would have been viewed as inconsequential to whether or not charges were issued. In some situations, the victim may not have wanted to pursue charges and simply wanted the matter dropped at that time. So there are really a wide variety of reasons why kits may not have been tested.
To use one of those examples, the case, for example, where a victim decides that they don't want to pursue a case against the alleged rapist, wouldn't testing still open some doors for the possibility that the suspect or the accused person had maybe committed other similar crimes?
Absolutely. We now know that very often, or at least at times, there are situations where the perpetrator was in fact a serial rapist or involved with similar kinds of conduct. Having the kits tested anyway can help identify that perpetrator has been involved in other crimes.
Jeff Getting, the Kalamazoo County prosecutor, has said that from now on, all rape kits will be tested. It cost the county about $144,000 in state funds to test the roughly 200 kits or so that were untested before. Will the county be able to keep up with the costs moving forward?
Well, at present, the Sexual Assault Kit Initiative is being funded as a result of monies granted by the Michigan State Legislature, but also grants supplied by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, as well as the Bureau of Justice Assistance. The initiatives are possible because of those appropriations, but the county's budget does not pay for this initiative.
But as new cases come in, I guess, are those at risk of not being tested because of funding?
No. Now the legislation has changed and all kits will be tested, period. And that is by law.
Could you walk us through some of the possible outcomes for the kits? What are the next steps that your office will take and where could things go from here?
Well, we have a relationship with the Attorney General's office to have a special assistant attorney general work on these cases. We have two investigators. They will be reviewing the cases, identifying cases that are viable, and the special assistant attorney general would determine whether or not charges can be brought and pursue those cases. So the review process is underway right now.
Would your office be in touch with the victims in these cases as new information comes in? How is that handled?
To say that in every single one of these cases that contact would be made with the victim, I don't know that that would necessarily be appropriate. I can say that whether or not to recontact a potential victim and when that contact occurs, how it occurs, is very important. So our investigators and the Special Assistant Attorney General have been trained on how best to make contact.
Scott Brower is the Chief Assistant Prosecutor in Kalamazoo County. The county recently completed testing on nearly 200 rape kits that had never been tested before. Scott, thanks a lot for your time.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.